Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. And we're back. Welcome, everybody, to episode 26 of the Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, aka the 6M Podcast. I am joined by the nine-time returning guest for a special quarantine episode of the 6M Podcast. This is the Lizard and the Wizard Saga, and I am joined by my special esteemed guest and manor housemate and partner in crime and person, the Lizard.
So many titles, none of which I know that great, but yes. Am I your only guest?
As of right now,
yeah. Shit. You think I didn't have anything else to do?
I mean, what? Tell the listeners at home what the Lizard and the Wizard segments spawned from.
What did they spawn from?
Well, we started it when quarantine
started it in March, right?
Yeah.
Like when the whole coronavirus hit and, we roll with it, and I actually look forward to this. Don't fucking ever bring that up.
At least one of us does.
Whatever.
Just kidding. But, no, actually, it's funny you brought that up, because I was just having a discussion with our social media guy, and we're talking about the fact that I probably need to get more guests on, even if it's just, like, all guests, maybe. That probably will work better. I don't know. If you guys want, like I said before, if you guys want solo podcast 1 week and then a guest podcast the next week, let me know. If you're out there, if you're listening, let me know so I can do that. Or if you want all guests all the time, no Mr. Mikhail solo rants about love and light and hate and darkness, then that's fine too. Just let me know, because I want you guys to be happy.
Hey, well, no. Happy.
Happy.
You got to have a little bit of both, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a mix. The mix is nice.
You're getting the axe. That's what's happening.
Are you firing me? Is that what's happening? Shit. That's okay.
One would have to be hired to be fired.
Oh. Is that the, like, voice from Saw? Is that what that is?
I'd like to play a game.
Spookies.
It's your choice.
Wait.
It's your choice. Live or die.
Did your social media guy tell you to fire me?
Me?
And you told me on air?
Yes.
Rude.
Very crappy food. Anyways.
Ooh, I did that better than you that time.
Whatever. This is a special episode of the podcast because this is my week-long celebration of my 32nd travel around the sun.
Did you really just give yourself a birthday week?
Yeah.
Yeah, those don't exist.
It's my birthday week.
You get a birthday, that's all.
No, correction. I was perfectly content with just having a birthday, and you decided to change the sheets and call it a birthday week. So, fuck you. I deserve it.
Legitimately used your birthday week as an excuse to buy new and expensive sheets that we did not need.
Hell yeah.
To pose them to you as, I did this so we could start your birthday week with these new nice sheets. They're a gift.
Yeah,
you are correct. It just worked out that way. And I literally did use your birthday as an excuse to buy expensive sheets that we didn't need. But how nice are they?
They are really nice.
Dude.
They feel like...
100% Egyptian cotton, high thread count, fucking crisp, white. Yes.
Hell yeah.
And they breathe because it's summer and it's hot.
Breathing.
That microfiber shit don't breathe. Those are no good.
I think... Isn't that the ones I bought?
Yes.
Yeah. So those were from times where I was a vagabond, a nomad.
I mean, I get it. They microfiber feel nice. They're good, I think, better in the winter, but like you got to have 100% cotton in the summer.
Listen, I stopped caring about sheets
when
girls would fucking pee on it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That'll happen.
Yeah. So not now me. It's only a matter of time.
That's true. They're going to get fucked up somehow, I know.
It's okay. I mean, the first day you spilled coffee on them, so that's okay.
Yeah, that was a moment.
That was literally all of the Temet Nosse money went to those sheets and you spilled coffee on them.
What?
I'm just kidding.
You're insane. Oh, I spilled it, but I spilled the coffee, but the dog caused it.
Typical.
But then I covered for the dog because then you got mad at the dog for spilling coffee, and I was like, no, the cup was in my hand. He just jumped out of my arms like a dick.
He tends to do that.
Yeah, but now he's laying on a pillow. Very nice. And you just made him fucking growl into a microphone, so that was new.
Yeah, we try and keep it entertaining. We try to keep it fresh. Cause.
Crime fresh.
Bish.
What's bish? That?
It's all about the blow, yo. Mm-hmm. Bish.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? J-Bong?
J-Bong?
From Eurovision? Oh, it's all yeah. about the it's all about the blow.
Did we talk about Eurovision up on this?
I think we did.
I can't remember, but we watched it twice now. People watch it. It's so good.
Why is that?
I mean, it's Will Ferrell.
I'm in double trouble tonight.
It's like Blades of Glory, but much better.
Because it's Icelandic.
I'm in double trouble tonight.
Give me your love.
We have like full dance performances in the house to this.
Well, I think the cool part, and I've told you this, I think the cool part about that movie is the songs in it are like very well arranged, and that's how you got me into Pitch Perfect.
Oh yeah, we have talked about that I think before, right?
Maybe.
I don't know,
but that's how you suckered me into this kind of stuff, because I'm listening to the songs and I'm like, whoa, these are actually very well arranged, like in terms of harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's all, you know, musical music and acapella music, that all is, you know, well thought out.
But we don't like musicals in this house, do we?
What are you referencing?
Do we like musicals?
I mean, I like some.
What's your favorite?
The Sound of Music. Duh.
Is that the one Scott was in?
Jesus Christ. It's Julie Andrews, Sound of Music, with the fucking Germans and the Nazis and the fucking nuns. Yeah, I know,
but isn't that the one where those Canon days?
No, that's Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Ah, yes.
You love that one.
Those Canon days.
What we have not seen is the the Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I just don't know.
No, I'm not for... What's his name? Manuel Lin, whatever.
See, I don't know I honestly Emanuel. Don't know anything about it, to be totally serious.
I'm down with like historical musicals, but you lost me at like talk rapping.
I see. I haven't even heard like one song from it, so I have no clue what it is. Eh. It's no bueno. Some people like listen to that shit like every day. Like that's their jam. I don't know.
Yo, I like rap. But I don't like fucking like theater kids rapping, but like talk rapping.
And I should listen to a song from it because I have no concept of what it's even like.
Eh.
Eh.
I'm good.
But how about the new Kanye album, the Oh?
I haven't heard it.
Neither have I. Damn, like, it, I was hoping you listened to it.
I looked for it. What? It wasn't there.
Wait, what? I thought it was supposed to come out on Friday. Is it still not there?
Knowing Kanye, what he does is he'll release something and then like he'll fix it later if he doesn't like something. What? So, but also, I mean, maybe we're wrong. Maybe the album is on Tidal, which is Jay-Z's streaming service, which from what I understand, and from the past, is like they do exclusive streaming deals with Tidal at first. So like the only place you can hear the new Beyonce album is on Tidal. So you have to go.
So subscribe. Maybe we should just buy it.
I used to have Tidal on when I was a rep for a reputable audio company because they were like, oh, you have to show off our products with using Tidal because it's the best streaming. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I tried using Tidal and I was like, I'm good.
What makes it the best? I have never heard of this.
It's a higher quality bitrate.
Oh.
So it's like crystal clear or whatever. But it's like,
when you were listening to it, did you think it was better? You have better ears than me.
It really, like, here's the thing. If I was listening, like, either way, it's streamed. So you're already getting like a streamed digital conversion of what it's supposed to be.
Right on.
So then you're listening to it most likely on Bluetooth headphones.
Bluetooth?
And most people they don't use high quality headphones. So
I'm not permitted to have high quality headphones.
You're not.
No.
And even when people are listening to like songs off of Tidal on their shitty fucking $20 holler fucking headphones, it sounds like asshole. So thankfully the headphones that I was representing were like good quality because like you could do Bluetooth, but you could do like
Bluetooth
NFC communication, which is like sort of better. But either way, it's like, you know, I'm paying, well, I wasn't paying anything for it, but I wouldn't pay for it
personally. Well, that's interesting. But hey, I didn't even know that existed.
Hey, listen to Serpents US on Tidal if you'd like. It is available.
Oh, you're on there?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was like an exclusive Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye thing based on what you were saying.
No, it's like Jay-Z's version of Spotify or whatever. Huh. But it's like better suited for the artist because it's higher quality.
Is it weird that I've never heard of that?
No, because they really don't push it like Apple Music or Spotify or whatever.
Fuck Apple Music. Oh shit. I can't see it. Podcast, whatever.
Be sure to rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to give us a great rating.
I don't
and a
like
comment
Apple Music's and like interface.
Be sure to subscribe. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a big fan of Apple in general.
Well, you know,
but you know, slave labor.
You know, slave.
But
the Uyghurs, CCP, whatever. Yeah.
But hey, genocide. Steve Jobs was Armenian, wasn't he?
I don't know, but, you know, Steve Jobs is not around anymore, so who are we to say anything about Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs passed away. You don't go after deceased people.
I'm just saying Middle Easterners love to take claim to.
Oh.
Like, I remember because I'm Assyrian. I have to say that every time because there is a difference. Everybody was like, oh, did you know Andre Agassi is like 1/16 Assyrian? I'm like, oh, I don't know, dude.
How would you know?
I don't know.
You're like, we did your ancestry. You're like 100% Assyrian and Turkish. So, yeah. I think we've talked about this before, but I was strongly disappointed in those results.
Yes.
I really wanted you to be a mutt, but you weren't.
I am not.
Purebred motherfucker.
Purebred Anunnaki blood. Fuck you.
Anunnaki.
Love and light.
Yeah.
Love wins. But your ancestry has changed, we've heard. Why is that?
Do we want to get into that?
No, we don't.
No, I really don't, actually. I don't.
Millions.
Millions.
What are we talking about this week? The people are chomping at the bit. They're like, what?
Well, we had some weird universe experiences, what with birds and numbers and things. That was weird.
So we're not going to talk about that on the podcast, but let's just say, like a couple episodes ago, if you want to refer back to the episode called The Great Awakening, it's not talking about like the QAnon Great Awakening. I'm more or less talking about a spiritual Great Awakening. And we've noticed a little change in the aether. We've noticed a little change in, I guess, the forces around us. And you and I, for like a couple days, were like operating on wavelengths that we've never seen or experienced before.
It's tremendous.
It was not like crazy to like a bad thing. It was more like awe-inspiring and like...
It was very weird.
It was basically like, you know, we had an old ham radio and we were in tune to one frequency and like we were receiving this information. And then like shortly after, everything went back to normal, but I don't think you and I have been back to normal in that sense, because we've experienced that thing.
Yeah, it was different for a few days for sure. And I don't think I've never experienced anything like that ever. So
which is odd. Okay, it's super weird, because a couple days later, on a whim, we turned on the Netflix Bob Lazar documentary.
Which is cool, by the way.
Yeah, and, you know, he was talking about, if you guys aren't familiar with it, go check it out. Bob Lazar is apparently he worked at Area 51, and he apparently worked on basically alien spacecraft.
We're not saying any of this is legitimate. It's just what we watched, you know.
Yeah,
but I think that's true.
Yes, but so what I was going to say is that he was tasked with reverse engineering these spacecraft, which oddly enough, recently, like in the past couple of weeks, the Pentagon released that video footage of spacecraft, the Tic Tac ship.
Yeah.
And then now the Pentagon is saying that we are actually in possession of other
off-world,
yeah,
or vehicles made of off-world materials, right? Was that the statement? It wasn't that they were off-world vehicles. It's vehicles that are made of off-world materials, I think.
Whatever. But
well, I'm just trying to be specific.
Either way, you know, it gives some sort of positive indication towards Bob Lazar's claims. And then we were thinking about it, and I was like, it's weird that the U.S. government has been working on these things since the late 80s, and a lot of these things has to do with energy. And he made a great example of, like, you know, when you put together two opposite ends of a magnet, what happens in between is like pure energy that's like hard to explain. And I just thought about that, and I was like, okay, so they've been doing this since the late 80s. It's known that there's like particle beams and shit like that underground. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what if everything around us right now is a result of like decades of tinkering for the past 30 years, like with energy? And that maybe that's why like everybody's all fucked up right now, because the polarities are upside down.
There's a lot of very interesting information out there right now, and things that are coming out kind of at a rapid pace, honestly, to sort of maybe give people a little bit more insight to things that they have going on, maybe conditions they may have, you know, things like that.
Hillary Clinton, you know? Was, no, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I've what you and I experienced, I've never experienced before, and it was super weird. And I give some weight to more things than I would have before, because you know me, I've been a staunch, I don't believe in fucking shit person.
Yeah,
and I've never gone through like what you and I did together, and so it's interesting.
And we weren't on any substances.
No, and it was like, you know, like a couple days, middle of the day. It was weird.
It was like, but the weird part is there were moments that you and I would be mid conversation and I would be feeling like, are we fucking going nuts or whatever? And there was a few things, a few like odd happenstances that I don't want to talk about specifically, because I actually think that they were, as some would call, I'm just going to speak in normal language, some people would call a glitch in the matrix or whatever. And
Lizzie does not subscribe.
Yeah. Well, I'm speaking in terms of like normal, like day to day, what people call it, but you could call it a sign. You can call it intervention, whatever. And there were moments, and there was one moment where I specifically said out loud, I was like, whatever this is, whatever tangent we're on, like we need backup, like we need a sign. And then we saw something, and
yeah,
it was very weird. And
it's weird when you have two people experiencing the same thing. Like sometimes like this will happen to one person, like show me a sign, whatever, but it's weird when you have like both of us in the same moment. Like it's weird.
Yeah. And then the next day I asked Elon Musk to beam us up.
Hey, I've been waiting for anything to beam me up for a while. I literally don't even believe in aliens, so all of this is insane for me.
But it's like we watched the other night, and this could be fake. I mean, who knows?
What?
We watched a video of like supposedly pictures, like 4K resolution from Mars.
Oh, no, those are out now, like in mainstream media.
Yeah, but people are saying that it's basically it's like NASA trying to say, like, you know, you have the people that believe in it, and you have the people that say that it's fake, or it's like the deserts of Africa, Iceland, whatever.
I mean, why would NASA put out fake pictures?
I don't know. To generate interest, to show that we're more far along than we actually are.
I mean, I think we are, and I think a lot of that is kept under wraps for our own safety, and we'll see what happens. But
yeah,
there's no way they've been dealing with these things, investigating these things for so many years, and what do we have out of that? Nothing, really. Well, we have the capability right now to put people on the moon, to put a colony on the moon. That is possible right now. If you actually read the scientific literature and the books and things about this, we could do that. You know what's prevented that? Politics and funding.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's, I think, why that Space Force with Elon Musk heading it is out there now, so that private companies can fund these things and it's not all leapt up to the government, because they know there's possibilities out there, but they're not giving the adequate funding to it. And, you know, that could be stopped by, you know, anybody in politics or different parties or whatever.
Well, didn't the Saudis didn't they just launch a mission to Mars?
I thought that was India.
No, that was the Saudis.
Well, what did India do?
I don't know.
India put out a rocket to go somewhere. I don't know where the fuck he went.
Everybody's trying to get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's a bad fucking thing.
But the real question is do we deserve it?
Do we consent?
do we deserve to live?
I don't want to go to fucking space. Fuck that. I want to stay on Earth.
Bullshit.
I'd rather go underneath Earth, like fucking miles and miles to its core, and be a cave dweller than go to space. But I don't think I'll get an option probably someday.
Well, anyways, people were saying that they're like, oh, isn't that crazy that Mars has like no sign of life? Everything looks depleted. And then people were, you always have your hypothesizers, and they were like, look, Mars is flat too, blah, 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 blah. And then you have people that are like, Mars looks depleted. Maybe we were born on Mars and we came here for the resources.
What?
And stuff like that. And you and I were just like, you know, when we watched the video, I asked you, I'm like, isn't that crazy? Like, in our lifetime, we're literally looking at pictures on the surface of another planet.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool.
I agree.
That's why we need to live on another planet.
I'm cool.
See, you know,
I'm cool. Maybe, you know, like, when if people, we had kids, they can go.
No, fuck them.
Well, good, because they don't exist.
Yeah. You know, all these people thinking about all these grandiose things, like, ooh, look at the rocks on Mars. And all I could think about is, how can I open up my own franchise of KFCs?
Beesh. Has anyone had the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Wow.
That's where I went.
You're about a year late with that one.
I just had it recently. Scott brought it to me like 2 weeks ago.
Scott is a household friend for those
Scott
of you listening at
is
home.
Scott is my best friend.
He's a music man. He's an actor.
He is an actor.
And
he's a beautiful human.
He is operating a new business.
Oh, yeah.
Where he saves people money on their bills. Maybe he can sponsor a podcast. What do you think?
I think so. He runs a business now where your utility, cell phone, internet, all those bills that like you don't think about every month and you just keep paying them, he will call and he will talk them down and get you a good deal on your bills. So, yeah, I think he should sponsor the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
I will work on that.
We'll talk to him on my birthday.
But yeah, he brought me a Popeyes chicken sandwich and that shit was good. I mean,
people were literally getting into fights over those things.
It was my first one. I now understand. However, it's only good around the edges. The middle is meh. It's like a huge piece of chicken and like fried to like with this huge crust on it.
You think crackers are spicy too, don't you?
Who the fuck said spicy anything, you cunt? This was delicious, but the middle is just like too like processed chicken. Like you should just eat the edge.
I mean.
Oh, and it's got pickles on it.
I mean, what do I call all fast food?
Fast food is an indulgence that you should allow yourself approximately once or twice per month.
What do
I
call it?
And that is my rule of life.
What do I call it, though?
Cancer food?
Exactly. See,
I can't believe I just fucking pulled it out.
This is why
I'm indoctrinated.
This is why we are partners. Like, I literally, like, it's weird because, like, we watch a lot of trash on YouTube and most of it's usually like mud veins.
Or what's Tammy call them?
Mukbang. No.
Mukbang.
Mudbang. No, Mudbang. Mudbang.
No, that's Samantha Winstead.
Great. Thanks for giving her a shout out. I don't know. We'll think of Mukbang.
Oh, she calls you got it. Mukbang. It's a muck. But now I don't know what
mukbang.
Mukbang.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, a mukbang is basically,
I know,
like,
we've talked about this before.
I know. Someone on camera eating a lot of food, like very messy,
usually in their car, That's the best to me.
Well, it started in like Asian countries, and we took it and we're like, let's go to the drive-thru and film ourselves eating fast food and call it a mukbang. So basically, we've watched these videos, and in retrospect, a lot of them, we were high, or I was high. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, this isn't even food. Like, a lot of this stuff,
it's not.
A lot of this stuff is made in a fucking lab.
I agree. That's why once a month you give yourself the fucking cancer food, and it's like a treat. Who cares? You're not getting it every day. You're not getting it every week. Fuck it.
But my pineal gland will calcify.
Jesus effing Christ. I agree with you. But your pineal gland will calcify prior to that, be from the fluoride in your toothpaste and in your water.
That's why.
You just got me to say that, and this is going to be in the world.
Good.
God damn it.
People need to wake up. But
eat the cancer food once a month.
I guess.
I don't know. I find it to be a treat to try the new weirdnesses.
It's not real food.
And like that, it took me a fucking year to try the Popeye's chicken sandwich. So it's not like I'm fucking out there doing mukbangs. I'm just fucking every once in a while, my best friend will bring me some trash food and I'll try it. And I enjoy myself and I'm entitled to that.
You two are like raccoons.
We are like little scavenger pieces of shit, honestly. Like, he eats fast food a lot. I don't. But he will call me like in the drive-thru and be like, what should I get? And I'll order for him because I get enjoyment out of that too. It's kind of sick. I get it. But
I mean, every time I see you guys outside, you're usually like eating hot dogs and stuff together. So
he only comes over like twice a fucking month. When I get my hot dog or my chicken sandwich, I don't have shame in that. I don't care because I don't go get that for myself, and it's fine.
Fucking space food is what you're eating.
It is better than that. Do you remember eating space food like as a kid? They brought it to school. Did you guys do that?
We had like space ice cream.
Yes, like the dehydrated,
preserved.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible now that I remember that.
That's what they eat in space.
Yeah, like Dippin' Dots.
When you went to the movies when you were a kid, did they have a Dippin' Dots machine? Oh my God, they did at mine. It was so good.
No, they did, but my parents wouldn't let me get it. It was too expensive for what you get.
I don't know. Diane just put her dollars in the machine.
My parents were of the vein of sneak everything in your mom's purse.
Oh, we did that sure. I still do that to this day. My parents, this is what my parents did when I was a kid. We would pop, because they had like one of those Whirly Pop popcorn makers at home. We would pop popcorn beforehand, put it in paper grocery bags. Then my mom and I would take like bags in, mostly my mom. And we would eat our own popcorn at the movie. So don't even talk to me.
I would fuck. Listen, I would fuck with caramel popcorn at a movie for sure. If they had it. Like if I could sneak in caramel? A popcorn, like caramel popcorn.
Well, I guess now I know what we're doing for your birthday.
No.
Are movie theaters open?
I think they're starting to. But you know what was what was your favorite? Okay, let's say.
You're going to get a weird answer. You know it.
Let's say. You went to the movies on a whim. You're out with your mom.
When? As a child? Kid,
yeah.
Okay.
You're out with your mom and she's like, let's go see a movie. And
that never happened, but okay.
Oh, happened a lot with me.
We were always pre-planners. We didn't like venture out and then randomly go to a movie. It was always like the movie was your activity of that day.
Well, fun fact for our listeners, I pretty much grew up in malls. So
yeah, well, I didn't.
Whenever we were trying to kill time, we would usually go see a movie, either my mom or my dad.
What were you killing time for?
You know, waiting for my dad to get off work or waiting for, you know, whatever. Waiting for like their some like jewelry to be etched or something, you know, like shit like that. So like, or like a floral arrangement, you know, shit like that. Because like my mom planned a lot of people's like parties and weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like I would literally always be in the mall or stores. So even if we were going to the store, I'd be like, oh, the movie theater's next door. And I'd be like, can we please see a movie or something? So they would cave and whatever. But what was, during that time, what was your favorite go-to? And I'll tell you mine.
What?
What was your favorite? Like, okay.
You didn't ask me what you're telling me. You keep saying go-to and you don't say what you're asking me.
So you don't so you don't have time to get snacks illegally.
Okay.
So what, you go to the thing and then you tell your mom you want something
to eat.
What's
my favorite? Concession candy?
Concession anything.
Oh. Fuck. Shit.
You're going to say like dots or something.
No. Honest to God.
Jujubes.
Snow caps.
Gross.
I know. You're going to be disappointed. I love a snow cap. They're disgusting. So they're boring. Literally like a semi-sweet like morsel like chocolate chips with fucking white sprinkles on them. I get it. It's gross. But that also makes sense to why I like eating chocolate chips by themselves to this day. So
okay, whatever. So let's break it down.
What?
So packaged, so you choose the fucking snow caps. What's your favorite drink and what's your favorite thing that they can make for you there?
Oh, okay. So snow caps, a hot dog, and a Diet Coke for sure. Dr. Pepper if I was going crazy.
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome. What the fuck would you get? Snow caps, a hot dog, and a Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke? I feel like that's a solid movie theater order. My other option would be Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. I don't really like a lot of movie candy, to be honest.
Are you going to ask me what's mine?
I mean, I thought you were just going to tell me.
Ask me.
What is it?
So my favorite thing that, let me look just in case if I'm missing anything.
Oh, you got to look it up like the little Debbies.
Hold on. Movie theater candy.
How? It's every candy just in a shitty box.
No, because you see right there, red vines. Ew, give me Twizzlers. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I do Twizzlers. They all suck.
Suck. All right, so
that is a vast with a picture you're looking at has like literally every.
Yeah. That's
oh a good fuck, one. Goobers are good though.
All right, so my favorite.
You're gonna
thing,
do Reese's Pieces.
Okay. my favorite thing. If I go to the movie theater, I want the biggest diet, whatever, drink.
Why? It's free refills.
I don't want to get up. If I were to choose food that they would make, give me all day, every day, chopped up pretzels, warm, fresh, fair. With cheese. All the cheese. And if I were to go with absolutely one candy, it would have to be Reese's Pieces.
That was right.
But in my younger days, my go-to would be like, if they had it, dark chocolate Raisinets. Or...
Those are good.
Or...
Are you trying to get me to tell you?
No.
Sour Patch Kids.
No. I'm trying to think. Nerds.
Ew.
Yeah.
That was a dumb choice.
Because Skittles were too sweet, but I liked them. M&M's were only when we went to like the shitty theaters, and I was like, all right, give me the peanut M&M's. Starbursts were too much unwrapping, but I do love me some Starburst. Gummy bears, only if they have Haribo, I don't know.
Haribos.
But the go-to would always have to be Reese's Pieces, and don't give me the small one.
Do it.
Give me the big one. That's my shit.
You know what's disgusting?
What?
Junior Mints.
Yeah.
Why do people like that?
Why do people like dots?
They're pretty okay.
Ew.
I'd eat them. Wax. I wouldn't pick it, but I'd eat it. Dark chocolate raisin nuts, though, solid choice. Also hard to come by. They usually have the milk chocolate, never dark.
Who the fuck eats hot tamales?
No one.
Do people seriously choose, like,
let me get a hot tamale?
Mike and Ike's hot tamales, I don't get it. Also, I don't get nerds, though. So.
Oh, you know what was one of my favorites? Boston baked beans.
I've never had that.
It's like candy peanuts.
What?
Yeah.
Never had that.
Bullshit.
I've never had that.
What?
True story.
My favorite is you can go to like a bodega.
You should go to that first picture.
This one.
Ew, I've never even seen that.
Yeah, like.
Those are peanuts?
Yeah.
What? Is that chocolate?
So like, no, it's just like candy coating. I don't know.
Hold on.
It's just sugar. My favorite.
You need to go on Amazon right now.
My favorite was going to the nearest like bodega.
What?
And getting these for a quarter.
I've never seen those in my life. Go to Amazon and order a pack right now.
No.
No, I want to try them.
You try it.
Yeah, you order buy it.
No, you get dime.
It. No, you get it. They're probably like $2.
Golosina de frijoles horneados Boston.
Those look caja disgusting. 23 onzas. That, like to the point where I need to try them.
What about, you know what's another one? Burnt what? Peanuts.
What?
I love burnt peanuts. These.
What the fuck is that?
These are fucking good, dude. French burnt peanuts.
What is that, Andrew?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to describe it. Candy coated. It's like Boston baked beans, but like chunky.
What are they called? French burnt peanuts from Sather's?
Well, they do it like everywhere. It's
not you just, can get a box, a 24 count box of Boston baked beans for $9. And I mean 24 as in 24 of those boxes.
There you go. You can get them at Walgreens. 99 cents.
I'm ordering them.
Don't. Because I'm going to want to eat it, dude.
Yep.
Birthday I'm on present. Keto. No, I'm on keto. What's the other one?
What's those ones you just showed me?
Which ones?
What were they called? The beans, the last ones. Why do people make candy in the form of beans? Where did this come from?
It's just a name because they're peanuts.
I mean, peanuts are not a bean.
I know that, but it's like a cute fucking name for them. Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be like appetizing or like appealing to a kid. So it's
well, very this is from the 90s when times were a lot simpler. So people had back then what they call imagination.
You're an imagination.
Imagination. So tell my listeners why you are not the Zodiac Killer. Go.
Oh shit. We watched that movie yesterday, so I think if I was watching the movie, I'm probably not the Zodiac Killer.
What movie were you watching yesterday?
Zodiac with Jake Gyllenhaal.
And Robert Downey's Jr.'s.
He was pretty good in that, but he wasn't in enough of it. He played a good role.
I think that role was pointless.
It really was. To be honest, now thinking back, like he totally disappeared halfway through the movie and like, why was he even there at the beginning? He served no purpose.
Like,
besides comedy, like slightly.
Yeah, but the comedic parts were outweighed by the murders.
Truth.
I'm going to throw your baby out the window.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
I don't know. Yeah. We watched that. Meh.
Yeah, what was it? Like the top rated movie of
what's
streaming?
Fucked up is I was like reading these articles about like the best like streaming new releases, you know, to like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, whatever for like July. Mm-hmm. And last podcast I was on, we talked about like those good movies that we watched, like the remember the one
Palm Springs and Vivarium.
Palmstones and Vivarium. And this was on the same list, like right under those. But it's from like 2009 or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like weirdly like tailored to like society right now. It was strange.
Oh, you mean that it fucking has to change scenes and change storyline like every 5 minutes because people really don't have the attention for it?
I didn't really like it.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Like I like the story that it kept me going, but it literally ended so shittily.
It did.
And I was just like, okay, so what?
Well, because I don't think it's solved still. I guess how else would you end a movie about an unsolved murder?
I got an idea. Don't make the movie.
That's a brilliant point.
Fucking make another Avengers. Two of the Avengers were in the movie.
Meh. But yeah, I get it. I agree with you. I don't know. It wasn't. And the fact that that was like the top rated streaming movie right now, like, oh, okay. Why? I don't understand.
What's your favorite streaming movie?
Jesus Christ.
Is it Eurovision?
Ha, 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 ha. Da, 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 da.
Volcano.
I'm a big fan of Eurovision right now.
I thought it was a magical evening with Beverly Loughlin.
That too. And then that other one.
What? Lucy Strangler?
Yes. There's one other. The fuck was it?
I know. This is a hard question.
It is.
I know you're not going to give a real answer because your favorite movie is fucking Step Brothers, isn't it?
No, I just keep saying it is for Scott's sake because he's my best friend. Mm. Isn't that nice of me?
Well, you heard it here, folks.
Good thing he doesn't listen. Until we're going to make him try to have an advertisement for his bill reducing business.
Hell yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, we still don't have a sponsor for this podcast. That's okay, though. Not yet. Not yet.
What?
I'm just looking behind me and there's
dead dogs everywhere.
You turned on the red light and there's dead dogs everywhere. Dead dogs everywhere. On that note, I really don't have much to talk about this week because a lot of the stuff we would be talking about would make us sound crazy.
Yeah.
But I touched...
But it's your birthday week.
What'd you get me?
Don't say it. Oh, yeah, I got you some weird shit. Okay. I asked him for a list.
Which, as a grown man.
Well, goddamn it. You know what? Life's weird right now. And my mom was asking, your mom was asking. So I'd rather fucking be able to tell them things you actually want as opposed to people getting you stupid shit that you don't fucking want that's going to sit in our house and take up space. However, you gave me no list. So I got you an assortment of oddities. You're welcome in advance for Thursday. Your birthday is Thursday, July 30th.
Did you get me a PlayStation?
Andrew turns 32! 32, Andrew. Yeah, you got a weird assortment of shit coming your way, and I hope you like it.
What's her name?
Rhonda.
Yeah.
And I got Stella, her aunt. We went a little older this time.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Let's get a little four-way action.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to it. We'll probably soil the fresh sheets, so we might have to use the other bedroom.
There is no other way to celebrate the big day than a little bit of debauchery.
This is the way.
Little FFFM action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, okay, cool. Now that masks are cool, we're not allowed to throw a fucking masquerade ball in the house, in the manor. Fucking bullshit.
I mean, we can do whatever we want, so.
Like an Eyes Wide Shut masquerade.
Mm.
Yeah.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh. Later? Christmas? Vaccine? Hydrochloroquine?
Dude, we can do it now.
Millions.
Oh, God. If anyone is interested, today is July
28th. Mm-hmm. Don't. I know what you're going to do.
What? Watch the
yep.
Bill Barr hearings. Yep. Just for your own sanity. That's all.
Sanity. Bye. Yeah. If you want to get mad about how twisted politics can be, you could watch that if you'd like.
If you would like to see our justice system
not at work,
made to be a joke, watch it. That's all I got. No, you don't have to keep going.
One last thing is when you're watching it and you might be of a party of some sort, which this is not about a party.
It's about humanity.
Watch it and have the thought in the back of your mind that if you were ever accused of something that you are wrongfully accused of, let's just say that you as a person,
hypothetically,
and that's the way
that's that the hearing you're going to receive.
Yes. Then you would think that
is not justice.
Yes. And it's very scary to see how draconian the process has become.
It's also scary to see that this is happening on C-SPAN on live television and no one will really watch it.
No, they'll only look for the headlines.
Exactly.
And for any of our listeners out there, if you want a tip, just look for the actual facts and stop reading the Facebook articles and the headlines and the Twitter trending, because the only reason you're seeing it is because it's put there for you to see it, and they all bank on the fact that you're not going to look any further than that.
And I know most people in the world are much smarter than that, but you guys aren't giving yourself credit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to do my PSA.
Yeah. So do that.
Sorry.
Anything else?
Oh, shit.
It's about dinner time.
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, this episode is not as jam-packed as usual because I personally am operating on a lower level because I have a migraine right now.
More super chill.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, the shit that we've gone through since the last episode is really not explainable. And it lasted for, like, the whole period.
Yeah.
So we'd rather just not talk about that and just talk about Zodiac. And candy.
I wish everybody well.
And that's candy. All. Yeah. Everybody wishing you love and light.
Yes.
I'm switching up the program, guys. Switching it up.
I'm staring at Danny DeVito in the corner of this room. Look at him smile through his teeth.
But on that note, everybody, if you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast. Every bit helps. Every bit counts. Every listen. If you're listening to this all the way through, even the fact that you're listening to this will help with statistics. As you all know, we don't have any sponsors, so every little bit helps me keep the lights on, and we could really use your help. Other than that, please rate the podcast, comment wherever you'd like. If you have any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, or grapes, be sure to join the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/the6mpodcast. That's THESIXM podcast. Join our Facebook group. Chat with us. It's dead in there right now, so we could use some fresh blood. And especially, you know, while Facebook is still up and running. Let's do that. But other than that, I don't know. What, you got anything else for him?
I got nada tostadas.
I dropped a lozzy.
Oh shit, he dropped a nicotine lozenge.
Oh.
The world has ended.
Other news. In terms of all things serpents, I usually like to give you guys an update. Again, I can't stress this enough. We're not gigging. We're not touring. We're not begging you to buy merch. The biggest thing we need you guys to do during this fucking quarantine is to follow us on Spotify. So head to Spotify. Follow the podcast while you're there. And follow us at Serpents US. And the second biggest thing we need you guys to do is to head to youtube.com/user/WeAreSerpents. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe. We're doing vlogs there. I'm going to start doing some gear related vlogs on a new personal channel that I'm not going to talk about right now. But we're working a lot. I know a lot of people don't really see much action because we're all stuck at home, but aside from the podcast, we're doing vlogs and I am writing some new stuff, new material, new songs, whatever, for in case of emergency, I guess. I mean, we don't really have a plan as far as like a brand new full-length album, touring schedule. You know, all that shit everybody wants to hear about. But I'm writing some new material. And that's big news because...
He's good.
Thanks. Because it's been a while since we've released something. And I think with the current state of the world, it's about fucking time. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you guys enjoyed this, check out the other episodes as well. A little bit more crazy. And hope to see you next week on the next episode. Goodbye.